I'd like to welcome you to tonight's March 26, 2018 Othello City Council meeting. Call this meeting to order at 6:30 PM, and I'd like you all to please rise for a short private invocation, asking for God's blessing upon this council and the decisions we make and upon this city. And now if you'll please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. Item 1.4 on our agenda is the roll call, and we have all the council members present. Item 1.5 is citizen input. Tonight, is there any citizen who would like to address the city council? Please raise your hand. I'll ask you to come to the microphone. Okay, seeing none, we'll move to item 2, which is the approval of our agenda tonight.
I'd like a motion for approval.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Item 3 is the consent agenda. I'd entertain a motion to approve our consent agenda tonight.
Second.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. We'll move to our current business. Item 4.1 is an ordinance titled Development Standards for Commercial Zones. And we have with us our Community Development Director, Ann Hennings. Ann?
Good evening. Thank you. So there's a section in the code that doesn't appear to have been applied very much, but it is there, so we need to follow it. And it requires that buildings in the C1 zone, which is all along Main Street and some additional areas, First Avenue, I believe, be built up to the property line, like a traditional downtown, be all the way up to the sidewalk. And I'm sure you are aware of buildings that have been built that don't meet that, but anyway, it does cause problems for future buildings that would like to be built in that zone. So I would propose that we would just remove that provision requiring the buildings to be built up to that front property line. So that's just a simple fix. Spencer, could you put the ordinance? So it's just taking out that line and then the footnote that went with it, allowing buildings to be set back further if they had some pedestrian plazas or some features.
So it's a cleanup item?
It's a cleanup item, yes.
So is that basically so you can just park in front of the building? Is that, would that be what this is allowing? Where you set the building back farther so you can basically park in front of the building?
Yes, it would allow parking in front of the building. Similar to what you see now on a lot of Main Street.
So the word verbiage in the ordinance is just a holdover from an old?
I believe it was copied in from another jurisdiction where it made more sense because it had an actual downtown. So it didn't, you know, it just didn't translate well into the way Othello is set up.
Any questions, council? Kelly, you've reviewed it?
Yes, I have reviewed it, and I don't have any issues from a legal perspective.
Okay. All right, council. I note that the Planning Commission is reviewing, and so they are going to come back with some recommendations that will take a process, I understand. But
yes.
For now, this takes care of this issue for the moment.
And frees up some potential development, yes.
Yes, okay. Very good. Thank you, Ann. Council, I need a motion.
I'll make the motion to approve the ordinance updating ONC 1460-050 by eliminating the requirement for a maximum front setback in the C1 zone.
I'll second that.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, Ann. Item 4.2 is an applicant resolution authorization for Lyons Park Splash Pad. Amy?
Good evening. This evening, I have two very similar resolutions before you, one pertaining to each of the two grants that the city is applying for through the WWRP, which is the Washington Wildlife and Recreation Program, and YIA, which is Youth Athletic Fields Program. These are both grants that are offered by the RCO. These grants are projects that Meg is working on, as well as Robert Droll. And the resolutions that I have before you this evening are a check in a box, if you will. The resolutions were not written by us. The resolutions are required to be written the way they are by the funding agencies. And I don't have much other information other than in order to proceed with the grant process, this is a resolution for both of the grants that is required. I can give you just a smidgen of information about the grants, not to take too much time. The first one that you have is a Lyons Park Splash Pad. This will be a grant that is written to build a splash pad inside the Othello Community Pool boundary, so it will become part of the aquatic facility. The maximum ask on this grant is $500,000, and because of the kind of community we live in, we qualify for a low match program that is brand new to RCO this year and will only require a 10% match, so it'll be a 1090 match, which is considerably lower than the norm, which is 50-50. So the total dollar amount that we would be using towards this project is $550,000. Do you want me to jump ahead to the other one and talk a little bit about that, or do you want to take care of one first?
Yeah, I'll take care of this one.
Sure.
4.2, I'd entertain a motion to approve this resolution.
Can I ask a quick question before we jump to that?
Mm-hmm.
And this is just, I guess, an explanation I need more of anything.
Sure.
On number two here in the deal, it says that, and this is no offense to Wade, please don't take it any way, that he is allowed to authorize anything on this and go through. Why is that? Why isn't it something that just comes back to the council and we take care of it?
Let me explain that.
The requirement for the resolution was to assign one designee to be the person, not the entity, not the group, but the person. And so...
So that doesn't mean that it won't necessarily come back to us.
I can guarantee I'll meet with the Parks first. And,
I prefer it not to be myself,
whatever,
so I made
I'm
it
not going to sign away $1 million.
Right, and that's nothing...
It is funny, that's right. I asked the question, too.
My thought is more concerned of the liability it's putting you towards than anything else.
I'm not going to take that, because I'm going to bring it back to you guys.
Right.
Actually, I can talk a little more about that. With banks, we're having a lot more of this kind of stuff, too. With all of our investments, if we have to give them my personal information, it's not that I'm accepting any liability on behalf of the city personally, like my house and my assets, but it's an effort that all banks and granting organizations are being told that they have to do to occur. That's what it's about. It's not putting any liability on me, it's making sure that this is a real person and this is a legitimate thing that we're doing. That's all I
can do. Okay.
Thanks for asking.
Yeah. Is there any other further questions?
Just one.
Yeah.
So, in my mind, a splash pad is a small little children's pond area with fountains and things like that, shooting, spraying water and stuff like that. So if we put that inside of the pool area, will patrons of the splash park have to pay to use the splash park? Normally, when you do a splash park, it's in a park, and if you're at the park, you can participate in the splash pad. It's one of the attractions to go to the park. So why are we putting it within the pool area that needs to be, you got to pay to get into the pool area?
I can talk a little bit about that, and then Mayor can jump in if I miss anything. So five and under is free at our facility, and splash pads are geared towards ages 2 to 4. And the conversation ensued a lot around vandalism, safety of kids, public misuse of the facility, dogs, other animals getting into what is going to be waterworks that other kids are going to play in. And I think for the safety and integrity of the children and the facility itself, it was deemed a better idea to enclose it. And the target audience that would be served by that splash pad is free admission at the pool now.
I'm still not satisfied. I think it should be in the park. It should be a part of the park. It should be utilized, you know, as part of the park, not in the pool compound, so to speak.
And it still can be that. The one concern that Amy and I had and the discussion is the amount of money that it costs to keep the pool running every year. And if you have a free splash pad versus a paid pool to go into, people are going to go to the free. And the pool revenue is going to suffer as a result of it. So...
Are we looking at getting this splash pad as an amenity to the pool system that we have today? Or are we looking at it as an amenity to the park?
So the splash pad, the water that's being squirted out, it goes into the drain and it goes into the sewer, right?
It'll be recirculated just like the swimming pool water is. So it'll be chlorinated and recirculated and reused.
The one thing I see a little bit good, John, about the splash pad being in there, most people don't just come in with one two-year-old. They got siblings. So they're going to be paying to go into the pool. The parents are going to be paying to go into the pool. So,
okay, the whole point that I'm trying to make is, gentlemen, in requesting money, financing from an entity for this, were we offering it to the community as an amenity to the park so that you could use it in the park? Or are we offering it as an amenity to the present pool system, which people pay to get into? Okay? I know that when I was a child, there was a park that had a splash pad. It's older than I am. And it's been there, and it's still there today. You know? And people used to go there and use it with their kids while they were at the park enjoying the park. It was an amenity of the park. The city also had a pool. But it was totally different than... I'm just saying, do we want to make it an amenity to the park, or do we want to make an amenity to the pool system?
So there's also going to be an ongoing expense to that splash pad. We're already at a $200,000+ a year loss on a pool. How much more of a loss do we want to go a year from a water activity?
I'm just saying, though, gentlemen, that we're in...
So what would the
we're making a decision for the community for money that's going to be appropriated, hopefully be appropriated by the state, for a amenity to either a pool or a park.
I know what you're talking about.
Now, if it's in the park, everybody can use it.
So what would be the difference if we're going to be cleaning that water? What would be the difference if we set it apart from the pool and not clean that water, just take it straight to the drain? Versus the price to clean it versus the water, of course, we're trying to conserve water.
16,000 gallons a day.
Is that
right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't have an objection to it. I'm just saying that we're making a decision that's going to...
One of the issues also is that the pool, the zero entry area has a couple of little splash things there. It is limited. There's no more I think with the pumps that we have at the pool, it is not able to run any more toys in the area for the small children, and having a splash pad is probably a safer place for them to be playing than getting distracted and into the pool.
It's up to you. I'm just saying that the perception.
Okay,
if this gets completed.
So here, John, the resolution tonight before us doesn't decide that issue.
No.
What that'll get decided here within the next little more than a month. And
because right now it's just claiming that it's at Lyons Park.
Pretty much.
Okay.
And one of the conversations I had with the landscape architect designer is that it might be a good idea to have a public open house or meeting here at City Hall, inviting the public to give comment on said splash pad.
Okay.
And we could determine what the public's thought process is. Of course, we're going to have to prepare presentations, and by then we'll have some kind of renderings, I hope. And yeah, but tonight we do have this resolution. In order to move forward at all, I need someone to make a motion to approve this.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Amy, you want to explain the next resolution on item 4.3?
Sure. The next item is a youth athletic facilities grant. The maximum ask on this is $350,000. This is another grant that qualifies for the low match, so our contribution will be $35,000. That money would go towards rebuilding the top 12 inches of all four of the baseball fields at Lyons Park and renovating the restroom at the park to make it ADA accessible. The resolution is the same as the last. It doesn't necessarily lay out a scope of work, but it is a necessary step in the process of moving forward in that youth athletic facilities grant process.
Council.
So the plan now is to renovate that bathroom instead of buying a new one for the park?
This one is the one that's in the actual baseball field area. So there's a concession stand and a restroom right there in that athletic complex. The restroom that I think you're thinking of is the one that's a little more centrally located up the walk path. So the restroom is good as it is, but there are some shortcomings in the ADA portion of things, of entry and corners and angles, and it's not something that seems like it has to be completely destroyed so much as just improved upon.
Council? Do I have a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Amy, you're still on. Item 4.4 with regard to the pet rescue contract amendment.
So at the last council meeting, we had Adams County Pet Rescue here to finalize the details for their annual vaccination clinic that has typically been held in City Hall's parking lot. The desire is to maintain the opportunity for them to have that vaccination clinic here. The reason there's a change is there was an exchange before when the city was doing dog licensing and the vaccinations, and there was a cooperation there. Now, because Pet Rescue does all of that on their own, there isn't like the city's portion to contribute, and all they're asking is that they can continue to use City Hall's parking lot for their annual event. Becky and I spent not a ton of time, but a fair amount of time figuring what we thought would be the best mode of operation to get this as permanent as possible. So what's before you tonight is an amendment to the contract that is currently in effect with Adams County Pet Rescue, adding that once a year, with 60 days notice, they will be able to schedule a time for their annual vaccination clinic at City Hall's parking lot. the insurance requirements and all of those other pieces are part of the overall contract, so those pieces of facility use are satisfied in the ongoing contract. So this is just an amendment to an already existing contract.
Okay, Kelly, have you reviewed that?
I have, and it's fine.
It is fine, okay. Council, do you guys have any questions? You know what we're doing here?
Yeah.
All right. Entertain a motion to approve this contract amendment with Adams County Pet Rescue.
Make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Becky, did you have something you wanted to add? Okay, thank you. Tonight, we have the privilege on item 4.5. Jay Weiss is with us tonight. He's going to present the hazard mitigation plan. And Jay, take it away.
Good evening, folks.
Good evening.
So I come to you today. We have, or we are in the process of putting in to complete a hazardous mitigation plan, all hazard mitigation plan. And part of the process is to get planning partner agreement of intent to participate. So I come for you to you tonight to, I had a template of a letter that basically says that the city of Othello will participate in the planning process to do a hazard mitigation plan. You then designate a contact person and an alternative. Now, normally they do a fire chief, police chief, somebody from the city council can be part of that process as well. It's up to you to decide who you think would best represent the city and be the alternate to that. Now, I've gone around to almost all the cities. I go to Lynn tomorrow and it completes my tour of Adams County. Everybody's agreed to participate. The one thing I don't know is, because this is in the initial planning process, is I don't know how many meetings you will attend. Because when we get a contractor and actually sit down and start to talk how we're going to hammer this out, then we kind of decide. But for me, my natural instinct is that all communities have at least one time that we actually are able to sit down. Because what we have to try and accomplish, we have to look at a localized risk assessment. So we want to look at each community as well as Adams County and get a risk assessment. Then we need to do a capability assessment. What are our capabilities in those communities? And then we do mitigation recommendations. So then we look at what kind of hazards, natural and impossible, man-made, do we need to look at, and can come up with projects that can mitigate that should they happen, it's not going to overwhelm us or impact us as greatly as it could today. So, and then once we do that, the plan gets all packaged up, each community adopts it, and off we go. The cost to the city is time. The county, because we run the emergency management, we do have a match. The state matches, the majority of the money comes from the feds. And usually the grant is somewhere in the pot, about 70 some odd thousand. It depends on what they're doing that day, on what they designate. So we get a plan out of that. Any questions?
So I forgot your title.
Emergency manager.
There we go. So this hazard mitigation plan, can you kind of give us a history of that?
Here? We have none.
Oh, we've never had one?
This is kicking it off.
Okay, so this is the maiden voyage. All right. Mm-hmm. So
we are guaranteed to have one.
Yeah.
Because we don't have one.
Yeah. And so we're going to get one. And Jay, the when you talk about hazard, I mean that is a really broad term.
Yes, it is.
So a little, can you kind of dial that in a little bit more?
Well, it can be anything. We can look at, Lynn and Ritzville look at the trains going through.
Okay.
There's a hazard.
Yeah, sure.
You know, so what kind of projects can we do that would offset that something happens there? So with Othello, is it winter storms? Is it a flooding issue? Really
hampered, is it?
Yeah, mm-hmm. you have to sit down and get some input from the community to actually dial in and see what everybody's concerned about. Is it McCain? Is it Simplot? Is it, you know, is it the potholes, canal rupturing? We don't know until we really sit down and start to really do an assessment of the community and see what the high point is. What is everybody really concerned about?
So we got a lot of development.
See if there's projects that you can do or we can do and hopefully get some funding back to perform those projects.
So this is a development project more than anything.
The other thing this helps is by having a plan in place, should we incur a disaster, it's a lot easier to get funds to backfill the stuff that we had to put up front to respond to the disaster. If you don't have the hazard mitigation plan, it's a little bit more difficult for the feds to flick money at you.
I get it. Okay. So
what I'm looking for is you agree to be part of the planning process and that you designate a person that will come to the meetings or be involved in it and an alternate should they not be able to attend. That's your decisions.
Is there any wisdom here tonight about 1A? Yes, I think we should participate.
Yeah.
We're the largest city in the county, but then who do we designate?
I'll do it.
Thank you. John?
You want to do it, John?
Sure, I'm on the LEPC, so it'd just be just easy.
Terrific.
That way Wade doesn't have to.
I figured you guys are as easy anyway, whether you have Phil and John. I mean, we're both going to come to them for information, so.
Terrific. All right, what do we need? Any kind of a motion to designate, or do we want to do all that when we authorize and the mayor to sign this letter, or how?
I'll have that to Rebecca tomorrow.
Yeah.
I've got a template that she puts on your letterhead.
Right.
Punches out the information and then gets it back to me, and I add it to my packet and have to send
it. How soon do you need it, Chair?
Yesterday.
Yeah, probably. So our next meeting is another committee, isn't it? So it would just be appointed. There you go.
Appointed by the mayor.
So it would just be a committee appointed by the mayor, committee member. Okay, yeah, the hazard mitigation.
So do you want to make a motion to create the hazard mitigation?
There you go, Becky. Thank you.
Yeah, he's not here. That's what's a good
thing. Yeah, yeah. Yes, okay. Let's restate that. You want to restate that? We need a motion to create the Hazard Mitigation Committee, Plan Committee.
Appointing
John Lawless.
Councilmember John Lawless and the Lead Chief Bill Shane for the alternate.
Wade is the alternate.
And to sign the letter of intent to participate.
Authorize the mayor to sign the letter.
Of intent to participate. Okay. All right, I need a motion for all of that.
I'll make that motion.
Do we need to have Kelly look at that letter first, or?
Well, I was going to say on the letter, I mean, we should review the letter in your motion, just say to review the letter, and I mean, I don't know what kind of review. Well, here, I'll just look at it now.
Let's give him a minute.
Yeah, I don't, with this form letter, I mean, of course, it'll be changed to have the correct county. This is a form letter. But that's, I don't have an issue with this letter.
Okay. So we had that motion made by Angel, seconded by Gina. Made by Gina, seconded by Angel. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, Jay.
Thank you.
Appreciate you coming tonight. Item 5 is unfinished business. Do we have any unfinished business tonight?
Yeah, a couple.
Okay, go ahead.
So the first one is, where are we at with the council?
The dispatch. The what?
Dispatch council.
Council.
February 12th.
Yeah, I'll speak to that. The council was going to be about $93,000 a year, And so we looked at our budget, we don't have a budget for that, and so the chief, I'm sorry he's not here tonight, we can have him come and talk to you about the option he came up with. So we'll have him brief you on that at the next meeting. But we've got a different option for upgrading our console that's not nearly as much, and we'll, there's some drawbacks to it, but we just couldn't fit that in our budget, $93,000 plus more a year. So the chief will come next time and give you a full briefing on that.
Well, like according to this, this year wouldn't cost us anything. Then it'd be $74,000, $88,000, $89,000, $90,000, $90,000, and 2024 would be $33,000. And then we would be the same as what the county is.
Yeah, let me have the chief come talk to you about that, okay? He's got some better information. So he'll give you a briefing at the April 2nd meeting.
Okay. And then the second one is probation officer.
Same thing there. Let the chief fill you in on what's going on there, please. Okay.
I know he's been looking at options. We've had some discussions. Yep. He's still looking at options. Again, it's coming down to money. So,
but as probation officer, yes, it says $50,000 here, but you're going to be getting money from those people on probation.
Yeah.
It's not going to be $50,000. And to me, that's something that's really important. I mean, you got juveniles, they have a probation officer. Why wouldn't you want an adult to have a probation officer? I mean, they should be just as accountable as a juvenile.
Again, Mark, if you can hold that thought till the chief can talk to that. He's got some more details. I've got
Please
a few.
Put that in the schedule then for the fall.
It will be in schedule. Yes.
Okay.
On the agenda.
On the agenda for next meeting. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you.
As an unfinished or new business?
As an agenda item.
As an agenda item.
I believe that $50,000 is already getting the revenues against the total expense there too. So to hire another person, salary and benefit package for that kind of position would likely be about $100,000.
Yeah, so let the chief talk to that. There's some other details. Just hold that till chief is here, okay?
Yeah, you need to get the full picture. Okay. Is there any other unfinished business, council?
Well, I don't know if it's unfinished business or new business, but I want to talk about, I think it's Columbia Street that is running next to and Uncle Ben finished along CBHA.
We're working that right now, working on some options.
Uh-huh.
So just stand by. We'll bring that to the street committee soon.
Okay. But it was said in a meeting, although there's no proof of it as far as a contract or anything that I understand, that that was going to be completed all the way through CBHA's property line.
That's not what the final thing came out for. I'd rather discuss that in the street committee meeting that we're going to have on Thursday and talk about some details.
Is that part of the agenda?
It's not, but it can be now.
Okay. When we send out meeting minutes or meeting times for, for committees, can you put together an agenda for that committee? What's going to take place? Give us up front the information that we're going to get hit with in that 1 hour that we put away for the committee, because if we have it up front and review it prior to coming to the committee and then just getting slapped with it, not knowing, sometimes you walk in there cold turkey and you're in a committee meeting and you didn't even know what you were going to be talking about.
Didn't realize that was a problem, John, but now that I do, we'll put that as easy enough, because usually the people that are running the meeting, whether it's parks, whether it's streets, whether it's whatever, have that already, put together.
You're calling a meeting so you can talk to the council and prepare the council for something, but we're not prepared when we walk into the committee meeting.
Okay, I got it.
If we could be prepared in some way, when they put out a notice to there's going to be a meeting on Thursday, I got that notice last week from Amy, But if, you know, if there was an agenda, there was information to be reviewed, what we're having the meeting for, what we want to discuss, I can be prepared.
Sure. Like I said, I didn't know it was a problem. Now I do. We'll take care of it.
Yeah, that's not unreasonable.
Trying to be more efficient, Wade.
Is council, is there any other more unfinished business? Okay. Under new business, 6.1, we need to file our PDC annual reports, our F1, by April 15th. We can do that online. I did mine last Thursday or Friday, so the mayor's up to date, but you guys probably got an email from the Public Disclosure Commission asking you guys to get that in. Item 6.2 is also a reminder to complete the mandatory Open Public Meeting Act training for re-elected city council members and the mayor. I got my certificate today.
Where's that at? What?
Online. March 30th, Becky sent an email.
Associated Washington cities.
I sent an email for everybody with a link on there. You can scroll down.
On this thing?
Yeah. There's two videos you have to watch, 15 minutes, 1 minute. Then if you scroll down a little bit farther, you create and print out your own print case. So you can watch them.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to be able to print it from here.
You can just email it to me. I'll print it out.
Yep. So that's just another requirement, just letting you know, reminding you. Becky did send out an email on the 30th of March. Check your emails and see, and there's a link there to the website that has those videos that Becky's talking about.
And that was just for the council members that were reelected this year?
Yes.
Okay. No, I thought it was for all council members.
You have it every 4 years.
Every 4 years. Yeah.
So I'm good to go.
And tomorrow night at 6 o'clock at the senior center is ham bingo. So that's a lot of fun. You can win prizes. You can buy treats and a light dinner from the lionesses, the Leos. Yeah.
No, somebody else is doing it this year.
Really?
Yeah, we got another group that's doing it.
Okay. And item 7, council will also receive in 7.1 department head reports and 7.2 planning commission minutes. Having no further business to come before the city council, I adjourn tonight's meeting at 7:08 p.m.